Following Tafresh Lamates Sif Gimel. So we saw that Gemara says that Sukkah, the halacha is that Laila Vishayin Zachayva, Tezvav, Tezvav. The rest of Sukkah is Sibay Acha, Bay Leacha. Wouldn't be a mitzvah chiyuvis to go ahead and eat in the Sukkah. The Vishayinim ask Akasha, what's the pshat that by Matzah the halacha is you only make a bracha on the first night of Pesach. You eat Matzah the rest of Pesach, you don't make a bracha. Why, when it comes to sukkahs, do you go ahead and make a bracha keseder every single time you go into sukkah? The chayv is only chiyuv the first time; the rest is not going to be chiyuv. So, why is it different than matzah? The matzah we find that matzah only make a bracha once. Mashenkin by sukkah, you can make a bracha every single time. So, the Baal Marad in the Pesachim says a nusach along the lines of, he says that by sukkah being the mitzvah is the yeshiva sukkah, it's the efsher to go a week without having shiva sukkah, a person has to sleep. Behechrich, a person has to sleep. Can't go 3 days without sleeping. So therefore, since behechrich, you're going to have to do the mitzvah shiva sukkah. Sometimes of a sukkah, memelo de mechayva bracha. Mashenke and achilas matzah, being that you don't have to do it, you don't have to eat bread all. You don't have to eat bread all 7 days of Pesach. So therefore, being that behechrich, it's what? It's not mitzad vayter. It's not mitzad Pesach chayra. Then it's not something which is behechrich, so therefore they weren't mechayev. Magavram brings down a different teretz, and the Maril is much more of a push of the teretz. Magavram brings down to the Maril the yesh lechalek between eating chametz, eating bread, to yeshiva sukkah. When somebody goes ahead on Pesach and he eats matzah, batzim, he's not doing any mitzvah. What mitzvah is he doing? All he's doing is he's not eating chametz. He doesn't have to eat matzah. What are you doing? Is not eating chametz. There's no Indian of eating matzah. You're hungry, so you're eating matzah. But that's all you're doing is not doing the issur of achilas chametz. Mashenkein, when you're dealing with yeshiva sukkah, you don't have this in the sukkah. But when I do yeshiva sukkah, that's a kiyum mitzvah. Every single time it's a kiyum mitzvah. About there's rishus. I don't have to go eat. But when I do achila in the sukkah, it's not that I'm just stopping myself from being over issur. Because the yeshiva sukkah b'chayi gavna is a mitzvah in that case. So therefore, that's the reason why you make a bracha. As the Maril saying a pasha davar, right? The pasha is by achilas matzah when I eat the whole Pesach. All I'm doing is I'm not eating chametz. That's what I'm doing. So I'm not etzem per se a maila in the matzah. Elamai, I'm just eating matzah because I'm hungry. I want to have some bread. So if I'm hungry, that's the reason why I'm going ahead and eating it. I was thinking when you're dealing with yeshiva sukkah, even though there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah all 7 days, but when I'm doing a achila or sukkah, so then I'm kaima mitzvah, So that's why you make a bracha. That's why you make a bracha every single time. Which is even our like the chara such a bunch of tares. Why didn't the Baal Amar say this tares? The chara's a very shaka tares.
Maybe I'd like to go.
What do you say?
That there's a mitzvah even on the...
Okay, so maybe I'll like a goin. You could say that. You could say maybe I'll like the goin. Which when he gave a goin. So the Mishnah brings down the suffix over here by us. Mistapakti, I have a suffix. If you imagine that's a goin. The goin, it's the do of the famous shita. The goin, mitzvah lecha matzah kol shivas yom be'pesach. The pasuk kol shivas yom teichel matzahs is that there's a key mitzvah. Mitzvah says, "Vak b'erev Hashem kenak akrach mitzvah ba'alma." He's doing this. He's going. The guy says, "The whole Pesach there's a key mitzvah of eating matzah. Every single guy sees there's a key mitzvah. First night there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. The rest of the sukkah is not a chiyuv. It's just a mitzvah kiyumis. Therefore, the shatina has a suffix. Sorry, the mishmar has a suffix. What's going to be the rest of the days of sukkahs? Is there an Indian to eat in a sukkah every single time? Is there going to be mitzvah kumis or not? And the mishmur is not machriya the shayla. The guy's not only going, the medaikin rishonim like that, that on Pesach, the mitzvah is a chiyuv the first night, the rest of the time is a rishus. That's why there's an Indian making a sachag. A lot of people in the Noik to make a nisachag dafka on Pesach, not in the Yantar, because Pesach, being that every single Kzayis amatz is a mitzvah, so therefore they make a nisachag dafka on Pesach to get the Kzayis matzah in order to. Sukkah's not. Sukkah's not, because only by Pesach you have the goin. So Shasin has a suffix. According to the goin, and became a mitzvah on Sukkah's, every single Kzayis, are you going to get a mitzvah or not? So the shayla is, what b'chlal is a suffix of the Mishnah Berurah? Right? No, it's pashut that when you're eating the sukkah, every single time you eat the sukkah, you get a mitzvah. Teishik, you need to do it. You get a mitzvah. And you have a kiyum mitzvah. As you said, the reason why you make a bracha is because when I'm singing the sukkah, I'm getting a mitzvah. So what's the suffix? Here's a suffix. If I go ahead and eat in the sukkah, do I get a mitzvah or not? It's supposed to get a mitzvah. What?
What's that for me that you're saying?
No, just want to know. Do you get a mitzvah or not? But how do I understand? What's the suffix of the Mishabura?
I'm trying to figure this question.
What do you say? Yes, how do you learn Mishabura? What's the suffix?
I thought it was not Kmina, but I didn't pass it on. Why did I make a bracha on it? Why? If it's a mitzvah, it's Kvias.
It could be is, I'm saying, but here's the suffix. You do the God's mitzvah, the Zivah, Pasuk Shabbos Yomim. And therefore, over here, and over here, it's a mitzvah, the Chil Lechel, Pasuk Shabbos, the Varech, the Yishe. But Sukkah, you need to go, they're going with it. Yeah, okay. So it's Pashit, give me a quarter of a cup of drink. My mouth is dry. It's Pashit that a Vada we say for it. A Vada wants someone when one does a Maishi Shiva in the Sukkah. No, quarter of a cup.
Quarter.
It's pashut that when somebody goes ahead and when you have yeshiva sukkah, that's pashut kind of mitzvah. The suffix of the Mishnah Berurah is that we did tesvav is a chiyuv in the sukkah, just like matz is a chiyuv, so too on sukkah is a chiyuv leila rishonim to eat in the sukkah. Now he's claiming nichlan tezvav, that chiyuv is also tell you that every time I eat in sukkah, there's a mitzvah kiyumis to go in and do it. What will be nafkamina? The nafkamina is that if it's mitzvah tezvav, it's telling you that there's any need to go in and do it. Just like on, what's the guy telling you? The guy's saying there's a mitzvah every time you eat on gezayis matzah, it's a reshus, but there's a kiyum mitzvah. What's the guy telling you? The yesh mailot to go ahead and do mitzvahs, we try to chaperay mitzvahs, and it's a good thing to go wash on Pesach in order to get the mitzvah of eating matzahs all 7 days. By Shiva Sukkah, Misad didn't take to do, the Gemara says, it's totally optional. You want to eat, if not, it's came to do. If you eat, you get a Kim Mitzvah. If you don't eat, you don't get a Kim Mitzvah, and it's totally optional. But Shavuot is claiming, maybe now there's going to be a Chiv, not a Chiv, a Maila, Indian, to try to go out and do it, because just like Tesla tells you, there's a Chiv on the first day, so too it's a Kim all of the days, so there's a Kim all of the days, and there'll be Indian to go ahead and try to eat in the sukkah in order, that's what he says, you need to go in the sukkah to go ahead and eat in the sukkah to make the bracha, because there'll be a mitzvah to go ahead and do such a thing. Well, there's two types of things. If you're having a teshek, you can do it, you have to eat, you have no Indian, and when you do it, maybe there would be a maila, but there's no. If that's in the kuda, so yesh la'ayin, not like the goyin. This is the teshek kashayim, not like the goyin. What are you dying at? Pesach, what are you dying at? Not like the goyin, right? If I go ahead and eat the sukkah just to get the mitzvah, do I get the mitzvah? I'm not hungry. I hate whatever. Mamash don't want them. Just like force myself to eat in order to do it. Is that the king mitzvah? The whole thing is to do a teshu king to do, and Mar says, he boy achol, the boy loy achol. And if I go ahead and later, you can even it's sad to say, maybe a person does a zachil, when Bamash doesn't want to just do a shame mitzvah, whatever. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do a yeshiva sukkah the way a person lives, just forcing himself to eat. In order to get the mitzvah, he can start claiming whether that's considered.
Maybe that's what it's meaning. If it's so bad that it's a star, maybe it's not a star, then it's not. We don't see that. You're not
there. Right, okay. It could be anyhow, Yoitza, but what?
That was
but inside the din of the goyin, there's a mile to try to make yourself, set yourself up. Or is there any reason to try to set yourself up to eat? Should you try to set yourself up in a way to do it? According to the goyin, there's a mitzvah kumis every single time. Mm-hmm. He's saying there's an inyan to go ahead and do it. The Torah was a mechadiv to do it. About it's a kiyum mitzvah. If you're having a teshuva to do it, there's no inyan to try to schedule your day to make an aspect that now I'm making myself that I'm going to eat a sudos kava at night. Is anything not to eat chicken and potatoes in order that I should go ahead to have a sudos kava? So if you're going not like the goyin lechera, totally not. If you're going like the goyin lechera, there'd be such an Indian, just like Tazwata says it's Indian to eat matzah the first day, chiyuv, rest time, it's a mitzvah, which tells you try to go do it. So the Tavir also will be like that. The chiyuv, that's the
avonah.
What about Chiyas Kaveh is? Avadi
Chav Mitzvahs, and you should eat and drink in the Sukkah if you can't.
The individual Yisuda, yeah, the individual Yisuda. Now, the Chori, that's the one that's going over here, which is a little problematic, the whole Suffolk of Shartzian, the whole Suffolk of Mishabura, for two reasons. Number one, like this. I'm so good at this. According to the Goyin, that you got to miss the Kumas every time you're in the Sukkah. So, just like Tazavav tells there's no Paturmit Star. So is the Paturmit Star the rest of the days, copy the Goyin? You have a child? What? What do you say? We're saying that you learn from matzah, once you learn from matzah, it's a different din. The chiyas matzah is a different din. Star my sachila, mistar is a patio, mistar patio is only tzukas tevashir sev siyamim. There's a din, teshach and diru, beyond the tesla tesla, there is no betur, right? That's what we tell about yesterday, according to a lot of Rishainim. According to those Rishainim, if you take it now one step either to the goyin, so now, again, it's a kiyum. It's any p'tur teishah can do in that case. It's a different chiyuv. It's not coming. It's not teishah can do. It's going to test that as well. If test what doesn't have a chiyuv, so there shouldn't be a p'tur teishah anything to do with that. What do you say?
The whole p'tur mitzvah is like out the window.
So I don't know. We have a problem over here.
What? Doesn't the guy hold
even
the first night of the p'tur?
He goes like Tosis that you'd wait till all the rains and then afterwards go in. That's just a chesmen. In the chesmen of the. In the chesed of the goyin, or those Rishonim, they hold that there's a kiyum the whole time. So, what would happen to the Torah star now? According to the Shittas, it's a kiyum, right? It's a kiyum. So, can I eat in the sukkah? If you eat in the sukkah, today, I'm going to stop called hedyot. Why am I at it? I want to get the goyin. What's the hedyot, Shabbat? I'm getting
there's
the goyin.
There's no sukkah.
What is it? Right. If you're on the first night, there is a sukkah, and you have a kiyum even though you're a star. Why? Teishu came to Diro the Torah star. Is only in the Teshuva Kedin. There's a different Kedin. Mashen Kedin. Achiyav Matzah Lai Rishonis. That's what there's a whole different aspect, whole different Achiyav. Then there's going to be Achiyav. So then Im Kedin, it should come out that the Paturmit Star all seven. No, yeah? You have a Taina? What do you say, though?
I'm saying it could be, even without the Cheshvan, it just pushes. Like on the first night, there's a Chiyuv, and there's such it's a Sukkah on the first night, and then every other night should be the same. It is a Sukkah, technically. I'm saying without the Cheshvan of the extra one. Yeah.
No, even if it's a Sukkah, but it could be you're still a Hedyot because there's no Kiyuv Mitzvah. The Hedyot was, even if it's a Sukkah, there's no Kiyuv Mitzvah. What are you doing? There's no Kiyuv Mitzvah, you're a Hedyot, and Matosah. But if you hold this Kiyuv Mitzvah 7 days, so like, why is it still Paturah Mitzvah? I mean, why, you know, why am I headed if I stay in there? L'chari, it should be in the going. I don't mean to tell me that there's no going. Why? Because if the etzim chiv sukkah, I don't know, later, I'm saying it's an ishtikal, but yeah. V'oi, the Gemara says, Shalmeshav has his taina, that our Gemara says, clearly, what the Gemara says that, just like sukkah, yiboy ochel, boy ochel, it sounds like it's a total rishus all 7 days. It doesn't sound like there's an Indian, an aswak in the chiv to go ahead and eat in the sukkah. The Gemara says, yiboy ochel, boy ochel. It's like Toyosh Tekaduro is not much optional, the Gemara says. What do you say? The Gemara says, Iboy Ocho, Iboy Ocho means like, Iboy Ocho, Iboy Yeshchiv, Iboy Ocho means there's no Chiv. And it's like he says, well, this says, Yim Chiv, Toyosh Tekaduro, you do Akhjim, Akhjim, but you have a Chiv to do it. He says, Iboy Ocho, Iboy Ocho, the person says, optionally, Iboy Ocho means that, Iboy Ocho, Misad Chiv Shabbai, it could mean. Misad Chiv Shabbai, Iboy Ocho, Iboy Ocho. Fine. I call him Mishpur doesn't give Echra, and whether all 7 days is going to be a Chiyav. Just now, once when we were mentioning this Makuda, Laila Rishayna, right? According to the Shittas, we said yesterday that you have to eat in the Sukkah even if it's even if you're Mitzdar. We have to eat Sukkah even if you're Mitzdar, because that's what is the Chiyav. If a person eats more than the Shir Chiyav, what happens then? Because Hainta. I'm potter, so I'm a hedyot. Well, yeah, so that you don't have to sit there like measure bidiyuk.
No,
measure bidiyuk. The mechalik is gzayis, the kibetza, vzel, gzayis, zel, don't need. Gzayis, the kibetza, so maybe I shouldn't eat dafke gzayis.
You don't sit down to eat a three-course meal, and it's hedyot, right?
What do you say?
Actually,
that's a real meal. The whole meal? I don't know. I sit down, so I have to measure bidiyuk, because mechalik is gzayis, the kibetza. Don't eat. What do you say? Fine. Okay, so I got the kibbeitza. More than a kibbeitza is definitely not the chiyuv. So then it should be that now I'm going to say it.
If it's easier for you to just finish up the bread and go inside, then obviously not a hadid.
Why easier? What?
Just want to finish the piece.
Why more geschmack?
Like, you're holding a piece of
the towel. I say?
It's much easier to eat that piece and then go
inside. He's saying it's not. I'm not copying this Gezeitz. I'm not star kilo.
Yeah,
and I'm a star copy that.
You could still be in star.
Well, what do you say?
Therefore,
you're saying what? Teisha came to do with the kesvah? What are you saying?
Convenience.
You said it what? Not that Judaism is like, God loves you. What are you saying? Saying Teisha came to do it? What are you saying? Or just can't be? Like, what are you saying? No. What?
You're eating a piece of challah. You're not
going to
stop it.
You know, the normal way is a person eats and he doesn't sit there like, oh, measuring bidiyuk, like how much it is and how much it is. So whatever is in the normal range, you're saying that even though now I'm at star, minimum kibbeitza, but nichla in the minimum kibbeitza is that anything which is normal for a person to do, that's going to be nichla into it. That's what
he's not going to get schar for that.
What do you say?
On the chen, which is more than the kibbeitza, you won't get
tzchach
for sitting there.
Because it's not the mitzvah, he's saying. It's not the mitzvah. Shema, saying. There is a plan, which I heard on time, the chen, you need it, that it's, there's a medik in the Rambam that's like by matzahs like that, or the common, this is a suga rucha, that whenever you do something which you're moistiv to the mitzvah, it comes a chilek of the mitzvah. You moistiv something to it. Like when you eat two kezesim, it's not pshat, is that on, let's say, on Lel Seder. Lashon Rambam is, and all the matzahs you eat, like we're showing, it's a chilek of the mitzvah. It's not the pshat, it's the gzais, you're done, and then the next gzais is stam, so extra no shaykh. So it's like a one big mitzvah, eating two kezesim. All comes a chilek of. Oh, comes a chiluk of the mitzvah. So going that long, this is pshat. That avada tazot tazot is mechayiv inam mitzvah. If I'm eating more, it's a chiluk of it. But there, love dafkev come on to it. Kill that. Oh, so they think is the ma kesher. The mitzvah is eat to allow because I say don't eat the chicken, don't eat the meat. That no sheiches. But there, love dafkev come on to it. Fine. Okay, but again, just what time? 9 o'clock. What? 15. Okay. Tezvav. So the Gemara brings down the Tezvav, person Mukhiv, to go ahead and eat Zayas and Sarin and Sukkah, Laila Rishena, and over the Artsachiyah, Mashenkin, the rest of Pesach, the rest of Sukkah, Sarin, the Zipter of Mitzdar. So the big needin, how vite you take Tezvav, how much it has to be similar to Sukkahs in order to. And that's chiyuv. So I guess we'll go through all like the paths, all the, like the different shitas who say that there is, and I'll say well, the minig ha'ilam is what to do. So first, we spoke yesterday: is there b'tur mitzdar or not? Right? Nechatu, the we saw machlekes yesterday. The taisin, the rishayim, the rosh taisus, the various taisin. Whether tesvav tells us a new chiyuv, therefore there's no b'tur mitzdar, or no, the ma'isa. Even though it's Tesvav, the Maisa this still would be a Petur Mitzdar. We saw Chavak, Shuti went, there is a Petur Mitzdar, and the Ramah said that there's no Mitzdar. Rishayna, because Tesvav is going to be a Nuchiyah. We spoke about that by Rechaz yesterday. Psak of the Mishabur was, you should wait to try to wait it out in order to make the Bracha, to be Chishas for the Shitas, that there wouldn't be a Petur Mitzdar, and therefore you should try to wait it out in order not to get into the Shalas of Brachas. Second shayla is the Ritva has a stuff like this. The Ritva has a shayla. What's going to be the shear? Normally, the shear, sukkah, what do you need? You need a kibbeitz in order to be considered a kvias. The Ritva brings down a machlekes over here. Do you say that the shear over here is going to be kibbeitzah? Why? Because that's the shear kvias by sukkah. Therefore, tazot tazot is din ma'isachila. How much you have to eat? Look into plugging into a sukkah. You have to have a kibbeitzah in order to go ahead and eat it. I don't know. Tazot, just like by Pesach, the halach is you have to have exayis. So to by Sukkot, the halach is you're also going to have exayis. And the kiyum would be through having a exayis worth of lechem. That would be the kiyum of the din tesvav. What's the machlikas? Kipshut din machlikas is, do you say that you learn from matzah of exayis, I've kind of over exayis? Or you say no, the pshat is, that the just like by sukkahs, the kviyas is a kibetza, so to here the maisa you're gonna need to have a kibetza. And as you could say, it's similar to what we said yesterday. The halakha is, do you learn out that it's a sukkah to get in, or no, stam, it's a maisa achila. How much maisa achila? The maisa is gonna be gzais. Maisa, look at the lashon closely, it's a little bit of different nusach. He says, the reason why over here that tzad, you need a gzais is that the chiv is mishavalei chiva, mishavalei kava. Being that there's a chiv over here to eat, so that chiv over here to eat, that makes it into kviyas, and mitzad the chiv shaboy, that's what makes it into the kviyas. And there's another even view on the tzad that over here we're learning is that it's a sukkah to get din. It's not so much a matzah to get din, it's learning out there is a chiv achila. What's a chiv achila is the chiv is doing shiva sukkah. But over here, za, time when you're chiv to do it, over there the achila is. So that's all. There are stuff like that in the Rishayim like that also. For Kuach Leid also. Kibbe Shabbat also makes it a Chiyav. Kubis. Shabbat Hillel seems to be going not so much like that. Now, how do we paskin? The Mechaber paskins that Achila Rishayim is a Chiyav. If you have a Gzayis, he goes past his Lechabatzai. He goes that Bikaron, the Iker Din is an Infamatza. That the way Mishra says that Kimu Mechag Matzah is the Gami Gamini Minei. Masim Gezayitz, Afach Gezayitz talking. It goes a little more the other Nusach, not like more Nusach with Pa. We learn it from Matz, it's like Masim Gezayitz, over here else is going to be Gezayitz. You know, that's why Shabbos has to be different. That's not sure. No, the two ways of saying it. One way of saying it is just Ma Masim Gezayitz, Afach Gezayitz. That's going to be the Nusach. The other Nusach is saying, not that we're plugging it so much into his Lashon, is that when somebody has a Chiv on it, that's going to be a Chiv is Kappa. Now, if someone has a chiyuv, it's a keva, then the end of the line, maybe it's still Shabbos and Dala also, and then it's not going to be so much. Like, one of the Mishmur goes more than Nusach of the Mahas and the Kezayis, so it's over here also is going to be, over here also is going to be a Kezayis. The Maisi says that if all you have is a Kezayis, so therefore make a brach on that. But if you have Yeshle, Bevadim and Nochi, Yechli Yosek Yubetzel, it's the Gamadam and the Sevel, it's the Mishmur, means share mechayv the chav sukkah. If you have more of that, it's menanochin to go ahead and to eat the share, going to other sheets, it could be a kibetza. And it says the chachilish v'chayish v'kibetza, but the ikar din is it's going to be tesvav tesvav. It's going to be dafik gezayis, and it's not going to be a. It's not going to be the din is not that's going to be a kibetza. Fine. So that's Adkam, you know, what it says clearly on the page. Now, from Gadim, it's from Gadim Tazvav, Shavram brings on a Moedic Chirish, Kapit Din Tazvav Tazvav. He wants to say that Tazvav Tazvav is just like we find that by Matzah, the Lach is, you can use Matzah, which has made Paris in it. That's something which is Roy Lahachvis, and Mab Sakhman Hei. So too, when it comes Tazvav Tazvav, you have to have something which is Roy to be Roy Lachimutz. And if he says you should not use matzah, you should not use lechem, which doesn't have any maperis in it, because it's something which is not roi. It's not roi lechimutz, and therefore he says you should not go ahead and use anything which has maperis in it, having like a sweet type of challah. He says you shouldn't do it because of tesot tesvav. Matta Freiman brings down that just like we find by matzah, the din is supposed to eat vasachas. Lechil Mishpura brings down eat the whole gzayis matzah, just put in your mouth and swallow vasachas. So sot over here at tesot tesvav. You should go ahead and swallow basachas. You swallow basachas in order to get tazvav tazvav. You should go ahead and swallow basachas. You should go ahead and do it. You should go ahead and do it with basachas, and it shouldn't be. Yaliyo we saw brought down in the Shaiyat Shuvas Yaliyo and Chav Kimel Eis Aleph. And Mama Kremi says, you should not eat the matzah with dvash. Why?
Or you shouldn't have
eggnog? You shouldn't have eggnog. You shouldn't do the matzah with dvash. Why should you not eat the matzah with dvash? I'm saying, you should not eat the matzah with dvash. Someone like everything. Don't eat the matzah with dvash. Why? Just like we find, there's like Poda and Lel Seder, that one should not eat the matzah with something else, because it's about the tam matzah. You need tam matzah v'lako. So to be like the Yad Aliyah over here, that a person should not go ahead and you should not go ahead and eat it with something sweet or salt, because we're about the tamatzah, so to very you should have tamatzah and you should not go ahead and do it. There's a din lachem by matzah. That there's a din matzah has to be lachem, you have to own it. So Samus brings down I think it's Pesach Lamed Ches that there's a din lechem by matzah that you should get somebody to, they should be making you the matzah, you shouldn't eat by somebody, you should be kind of the matzahs. Mechus Chinuch says in Shinuch Fei Yud Gemol, how you do by Sukkot, there's Tesav Tezvav, that could be Indian of having Mechus Chinuch, Shinuch Fei Yud Gemol. There's Indian, what? That is the din, I was like, there's a din lechem also by matzahs. Therefore, they bring in Derech Amunah, I forgot what Mar was like, my Markham brings down that the Chaznish used to be machmer to mafresh meiser rishon from his matzis to give it to the Levi because he held that even though maybe we make all yom tikkun meiser rishon to the Levi is manazeg like al safik, but meiser will be chesar nol mechem if you don't give it. Therefore, he's mafresh meiser rishon from his matzis. So Chaim says a fees that should come out be machmer meiser rishon on from your on sukkis from the laila rishena because tesvav tesvav, and you should go ahead and do it. Because we just said over four chumras. I'm going to get to so Tezvav. One is, first one we said was what again? We said that Pasachas shouldn't be sweet. May Peiris don't eat it. Not the Tamatza, and it should be Lachem. Lameisa, the Minig Elam, all these things are that could be why not Machmar. And the question is, what exactly is the get a Tezvav of Tezvav, and why would we not be Machmar? Because interesting, Tzlach himself Mekuvches brings down Kape the din of you're not supposed to eat Er Pesach. In order to usually eat the Te'avon. So Tzlach says, the Ramah brings down by us, right? Le'echo b'yoyim. The Ramah brings down two halachas, right? Le'echo b'layla b'yishan ha'asheh revadi layla, v'yechik ha'asheh layla. Le'echo b'yoyim ha'asheh e'lach g'day she matzah sukkah le'te'avon d'yoyim ha'asheh matzah. The Ramah brings down, you should not eat the sukkah le'te'avon. You shouldn't eat ha'asheh e'lach in order to eat matzah le'te'avon. Tzlach is chedek, it's very interesting. He says, yesh chalak to matzah and sukkah. He says, by matzah is very hard to eat, right? You just eat as like dry bread, and if you're not hungry, you're not going to enjoy it, right? He says, by sukkah, he goes, ma baya. He put on some geshmak of honey, geshmak of food. Therefore, he says, he doesn't stand, he says, he's chelak on this Ramah, he holds that the betzim, there's no problem of being slayed of night. You have it to your oven, make a nice geshmak of chal, and you enjoy it. Which is hard to eat, then a person doesn't enjoy it. So they're being right, Tzach definitely doesn't hold this chumrah of the Yad Eliyahu of not putting anything sweet on, not being sweet on your challah. There's a nusach from the Shem Rav Chaim. He says that yesh lechalek between matzah and sukkahs. That by matzah you be mekayim the mitzvah by the chiddush matzah. By sukkah, that's it. Mekayim the mitzvah is sukkahs to yeshiva shaman. You mekayim the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah through eating. But it's not that per se be'etzem that the eating is the etzem chavtza of the mitzvah. You mekayim it yeshiva sukkah. Through the eating of the bread. If he says b'chal, there's no eating not to make it sweet, because that didn't the chetzah the lachem. It's the mekayim it through eating it. Hakana the minig olam is not to chesh all these chumra above. Shem zamin nusach was. One second. Shem zamin nusach was that in came wine like olos. In came shnei l'shma. Maybe shnei seba. So the vada all learning out from tazvav is that there's a chiv to eat. Ma'ash alacham there's a chiv zayis. So over here is a chivti, over here exais. But sure, how it has to be, whether it has to be a peiris or not a peiris, whether you have to, how you have to eat it, whether you can put honey on it, not honey on it, whether you have to do it to mamash achil bas achas or not bas achas, I'm not willing out. Learning out, there's a chiv lechol leila vishena. It's all learning out. Just like over on Pesach, there's a chivti to leila vishena. So to sukkahs, there's any to. Hold on a second, there's Indian of. How do you say Shem Nagan?
All the Shem, until the night, before the night.
Hold on a second. There's a Chiv to eat also Laila Rishayna. How long is the Chiv? We can mark it. The Chiv to how long the Chiv is? An Chatzois. Just like the Chiv on Tezvav is, there's a mitzvah to eat Laila Rishayna at Chatzois. It's not that it's in the night, not in the day. How long the mitzvah of Pesach is then? So to be here, there's a minion also Tezvav. Just like there, there's a mitzvah Lechel Matzah. So to be here, there's a mitzvah Lechel Besukkah. How long? Also, you can learn Tezvav, you can learn at some Chiev. All the part they did in Mordor Matzah, right? Now you don't have to have Matzah, you don't have to have a Seba. All the Rishayna was asked the Kasha. All the Rishayna asked the Kasha that, what do you mean? Tepikalei, what do you mean Tezvav, Tezvav? Tepikalei, Suda Shabbos, or Tepikalei, Suda Shantav? What's the Kasha? There's so many Nafkamina Tezvav, Tezvav. Nafkamina, oh, it has to be, it can't be sweet, it can't be this, it can't be that. Whatever the thousand Nafkaminas, all those Rishayna sound like a little bit like Bechal. That's not so much the noisy. All learning out is that some that there's a chiv lachol. There's a chiv lachol. How much is the person? The tzura, what the chetza of the thing is like? Be sweet, not sweet. Now learning out different. not to be choishes for things. Just one second. There's two things on the fish that I must leave. In terms of how quickly you have to eat it, so the Mishmur brings down, you have to eat it. It's very interesting. How much are you eating at the end of the day? First night? We'll be chesh rekabea, but the Mishmur says you should eat a gzayis teichilas pras. Sounds like you don't have to have a gzayis teichilas pras, you don't have to have a gebetz teichilas pras. That's what sounds like from the Mishmur. What's the psha? Why have to have a gzayis teichilas pras? What I say? No, because the gzayis in teichilas pras, that makes sense something to my sachila. The kibetza is just, why do I have to have a kibetza? That just makes it more of a, nah, it's not, why do I have to have a kibetza? What's the way I have to have a kibetza? Why do you normally need a kibetza? What's the reason why? Yes. That's kvias. So kvias is not the kvias pras. A maisa achila kvias is a kvias pras, not a maisa achila. Therefore, the Tazav tells you have to have a maisa achila, if you have to have a maisa achila. If you have a kibetza, the reason I have to have a kibetza is that the novia, that should be a kvias. It has to be the achila. So the Rishon has to be the tzura of a kvias. The tzura of the kvias doesn't have to be the kvias pras. You have to have the maisa achila to be a kvias pras, that's not the maisa achila you're going to need. But the tzura of the achila, the ala maisa, that's not going to be. What do you say? And the Kriyak is the one to come. And the Kriyak is the one to come. Choyra would sound like that. Not like that. Choyra would sound like is one thing. One last thing is when again having Kavana. So, when again having Kavana, so it's brought down that Achille is supposed to have Kavana for the light of Hashem. So, Kavana, you use mitzvahs. Achille is light of Hashem. Achille is having mind to have Kavana to go ahead and be Yitzah. The Berlach and Simon Samach discusses, let's say he did not have Kavana, are you Yitzah or not? So Balachi brings down that by matzah, just like by matzah, if you didn't have kavanah, they shouldn't bring down the yoitzah shekein nena, your nena. So over here, you can be yoitzah shekein nena, lamaisa, you were nena, therefore, b'diavad kaman is not going to be ma'akev. Vishnu Mazalans, min chasham, hey, it's kelek on that. He says, yeshachal to be matzah and sukkah. In matzah, there's a mitzvah to have tam matzah, you have to have achilas matzah. Therefore, even though you didn't have kavanah, lamaisa, shekein nena, you have achilas matzah, and therefore, you still have kavanah. So by sukkah, the mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah. How do you become yeshiva sukkah? Through the achila. The fact that I was nena from the matzah doesn't mean I'm nena from the sukkah. If he says the dimyon of the shekein nena, he says he doesn't think that's such a shtaka dimyon, and he says if either one should have kavana. I mean, everyone's matzah achila, you have to have kavana. But he's saying the dimyon of saying b'diavad of shekein nena, he doesn't think that that's going to be. What? Maybe have a chachasun, maybe not. I'm saying love that chachasun. That's the only one you're doing it for Torah. Okay, I'll just stop over here. Fine.